Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For the last few weeks, we've talked about the parables of Jesus. And he said, to you it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom, but to those that are without, it's not. And that's why he spoke to them. He said, how can I explain to you and tell you how the kingdom works and what the kingdom is and how it operates? And he'd say, it is like a grain of mustard seed. It is like a man who went fishing. It's like a man who found a pearl of great price. And every one of these gives us insight and understanding into the kingdom of God. Well, here's another thing. In Matthew 18, and let's begin at the first verse. Matthew 18. He tells us something that will bring to us today all kind of revelation about the very nature and atmosphere and essence of the kingdom of God. Matthew 18:1. At the same time came the disciples to Jesus, and they said, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now see, why were they asking him questions like this? Because he talked about it all the time until they were, you know, the Bible said as they got close to Jerusalem near the end of his earthly ministry, the Bible said his whole bunch thought, they were so pumped, they thought the kingdom of God was about to immediately appear. And one reason that, you know, we read Book of Acts, we didn't go further into that chapter, but once he talked to them for 40 days after he's resurrected about the things of the kingdom of God, and so they said, will you restore the kingdom right now? This is after he's raised from the dead. He said, it's not for you to know the times and seasons. But you stay here until power comes on you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be witnesses. Now, so you got to hook all this up with the first part. We could say it like this, kingdom witnesses.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
What's our job right now?
Kingdom.
We are to be empowered, authorized witnesses of the kingdom of God. People ought to be able to see us and see the kingdom. And the goodness of God in our lives draw them to repentance and draw them to come into the kingdom of God. They see how we live compared to how they live. Right? That we're not on our fifth marriage. Our kids are not crazy. We're not broke and sick all the time. That's too weak, guys. We're full of joy every day, and we don't use drugs. And we don't stay full of alcohol. We can be happy with stuff or with no stuff. Our happiness is not dependent on what kind of car we drive or where we live. We got peace no matter what's going on. See, this is what the Lord told his disciples even before he was raised from the dead. He sent them, he empowered them, didn't he?
Yeah.
Go, he said, and proclaim the gospel of the kingdom of God. And they went and they ministered healing to the sick and deliverance to the oppressed. And they said, the kingdom of God is here. Well, this is what the kingdom of God is.
Yeah.
It's healing.
Yeah.
It's deliverance. It's peace. It's victory. It's joy. It's prosperity.
Yeah.
What did Romans say? The kingdom of God is not food and drink. But what is it? Righteous. Don't let that usness throw you off. Right. The kingdom of God and people operating in the kingdom of God, they do what's right. They think right. They talk right. They live right. They operate right. The kingdom of God is not perverse and wrong. It's right. But what else? The kingdom of God is not food and drink, but rightness, peace. We must not be frazzled like the unsaved world, running around with two cell phones and watching the monitor and biting our lip. And I'm a mover and a shaker. I'm a mover and a shaker. Yeah, you're shaking all over. The psalmist said, I'll not be moved.
Right.
That's what you ought to be thinking about. No, you are every day. You don't have to preach to people and quote them 50 verses every time you get around them. Just come in with peace.
Amen.
That preaches volumes. Amen. Just have joy every day. Every day you're smiling and you're happy and you got joy every day, and stuff goes wrong and you still got joy and peace, and the bottom falls out and they look at you to see you fall apart and you go, hey, God's on the throne. I know how I got here. I know how I got that to start with. I know how to get another one. Besides that, worst case scenario, if everything in this life went wrong, I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm saved.
Amen.
They're working on my place in heaven right now. See, the man or woman of faith cannot be defeated. Nothing can conquer them. Right? Now, he said, who, they said, is going to be the greatest? We want to know. That's because they're thinking naturally. They're thinking naturally because they think, you know, well, he's going to be king. Well, who's going to be his general? Who's going to be the head judge? Who's going to be the minister of finance? Who's going to be this? One of them said, well, now I was here first. I was the number one disciple, you know, time wise. They said, well, but I'm older. They said, well, I've spent more personal one-on-one time with the master. Well, I've gone out on more crusades. I'm going to see what I'm talking about. And there is a competitive vying for position. And how many know already from reading your scripture, this is not the kingdom of God. This dog eat dog competitiveness, trying to climb up over somebody else, that is the world's way. So he had to teach them about this. And the Bible said, verse 2, Jesus, he didn't just answer them, just right off the bat. He called a little child to him, and he set him in the midst of them. Now, not just a child, but a what? Little. This word distinguishes. This is a little guy, maybe barely able to walk, little one. And he set him in the midst of them, and he said, verily, I say to you, except you be converted. Now let's stop right here. What does converted mean? Is he telling them, y'all got to change? Coming in here wanting to know who's going to be top dog. That's not, you don't know how the kingdom works. Right? This is not kingdom operation. Who's going to be the big man? Who's going to be over who? One said, I ain't working for you. You may have to. No. Well, I deserve. I ought to have. I've spent more time. I've put in more. Well, I'm better qualified. That is un-kingdom of God-like. He brought the little child. How many understand this little child was not vying for position that day?
No.
He probably didn't even know what was going on. And he's better off for it. Right? He probably had no concept of the friction going on between Jesus' crusade team. Jesus said, come here. He went and picked him up and got him. And he just happy to be sitting on Jesus' knee. He's a little. Everybody say little. Little child. He said, you guys have got to change and become like this little guy. How many understand this is kingdom revelation right here? Is this just a nice thought? And we go, oh, ain't that sweet? Don't miss the point. What's the point? Got to change. Got to change and become like this little child. Except you be converted and become, not just as children, as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You won't enter in. And we could say, you know, that's not just the beginning, but it's all through the kingdom. You won't enter into the next things of the kingdom. You won't advance in the things of the kingdom of God. You got to operate and think and be like a little child. Well, how can a 40-year-old be like a little child? Can they? See, a lot of people don't believe this. Of course, they wouldn't tell Jesus he was wrong, but they're thinking, well, you know, once you grow out of that age of innocence, you know, you can't go back and undo growing up. Well, then what's he talking about? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, please. 14th chapter. Are y'all with me? Y'all believing with me? Now, we are not just churchgoers. Are we? You know? Now, if you feel antsy in here this morning, I'm sorry you do. But we need to examine things. You know, a lot of people do. And it's because of their past experiences. A lot of people have gone to church and been miserable for so long until they just have trained themselves to be miserable in church. And before they even get sit down good, they're kind of wishing it would get through. Well, why even come? See, I've told you this before. There's two basic groups of folk that go to church. One group, they just go to say they went. It salves their religious conscience. They think in order to be a good Christian, you got to go to church. And so they just, for them, the quicker in, the quicker out, the better. They'd like a drive-through church. And a whole lot of folk have decided, well, hey, I can watch something on TV, so that's just good enough. I sit in my slippers and I watch it and poop and I'm done. Well, and people say, well, you know, God bless God, I can be just as good a Christian as you or anybody. Staying at my house, reading my Bible, watching my TV. No, you can't. No. Because the Word, remember the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E? That's the book for me. Commands us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We're told to do that. So, you're not smarter than God. Thank God for these outreaches, but there's a reason why we're supposed to come together. How many know there's a difference between being in the service and hearing the tape? Thank God for the tapes, but there's a difference in being there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Greatest in the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402F. That's R1402F. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.